Ready.
Okay, Dr.
Of
Benny,
course.
David, it's all yours. As I said, Achron, Achron, Chavi. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Jay. Kol hakavod, I'm always impressed by your outstanding skills and success, lehagdil Torah ulehadir, to bring the light all over, and this wonderful program. Thank you very much for inviting me. I use that as an opportunity. Yes, I'm focused on Tehillim, on Tefillah, and I learn other things because they help me very much to understand better Tefillah and Tehillim. And it's good to see the context, and I would like to present here the Mizmor, Psalm 30, Mizmor 30, Shir Chanukah Tabayit LeDavid, which is a very, very interesting psalm. We say it both for Chanukah, Shir Shalyom. We say it, the Mishnah says it, for Bikurim, bringing the first fruits to Yerushalayim. We actually say it every morning in the Sidur. So that's a very special encounter between the Sidur and the Tehillim. And I want to discuss the Mizmor. As usually, the contextual interpretation showing that everything is well connected. We start with the text, we go to the context and the intertext with other books in the Tanakh in order to point out the meaning and message of the Mizmor. Talking about the contextuality, I couldn't have a better speaker before who is running late, which is perfectly fine, than talking about the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Perek Bonei Madlikim, because I want to start with a very special explanation by Rabbi Yisroel Alter on the Gemara. The Gemara says, and I start with the Gemara, you will see in a moment why. The Chanukah light should be outside. And if there is a, why outside? Because the intention is to spread the light outside to the world, to the public, and not in your home. But the Gemara said, "Uvishat sakana menicha al shulchano v'dayo." If there is a danger, he places it on the table, on his own table, and that's sufficient to fulfill this mitzvah. Sfat Emet has a very, very meaningful insight. You can say, normally it's outside, and in the danger, it's inside. Why do you need to say al shulchano, on the table? And as a good Gerer Rebbe, as a good Hasidic Rebbe, he of course says, the table has a very special meaning. If you sit at the table with the Rebbe, you have a tish. And the Gemara, and the Pasuk in Tehillim said, Taroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorerai. You should prepare a table before me in the presence or against my enemies. The proper translation would be against, neged tzorerai. If there is a strength from inside, we are capable to face the danger outside. So he gives a different touch to the Gemara. If it's dangerous, it's not outside and inside. If it's dangerous outside, we have to work on our own table, on our own values that we see at home. And I think that is a very, very appropriate message by the Sfat Emet, by the Rabbi Yisroel Alter, sorry, his grandson. We are unfortunately in a sakana these days, Otef Aza, Chayalei Tzva Hagana Israel, and we really say Bayamim Ahem Bazman Hazeh, we need a lot of Siyata Deshmaya, and we pray for the Chayalim and all the injured. I would like to start with the Mizmor and read the Mizmor and exercise exactly, illustrate how to look at the Mizmor. And a lot of people, when they say Tehillim, yes, or you know it by heart and you don't remember or you don't think anymore about their meaning, or we don't really understand the differences. What is each pasuk bringing new? And I want to analyze it in a lot of trying to analyze it in deepness and to elaborate messages from this Mizmor. I read in Hebrew first and afterwards in English. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Tabayit LeDavid. Arum Mimcha Adonai Ki Dilitani. ולא שימחת אויבי לי. אדוני אלוהי, שיבתי אליך בתיר פעני. אדוני, העלית מן שאול נפשי. חייתני מיורדי בו. זמרו לאדוני חסידיו, והודו לזכר קודשו. כי רגע באפו חיים ברצונו, בערב ילין בכי ולבוקר רינה. ואני אמרתי בשלבי, בל אמות לעולם. אדוני, ברצונך העמדת על הררי עוז. הסתרת פניך, הייתי נבהל. Elecha Adonai ekra ve'el Adonai et chanan. Mabetsa bedami beridati el shachat hayodcha afar hayagida mitecha. Shma Adonai v'choneini. Adonai heye ozer li. Hafachta mispedi lemachol li. Pitachta saki v'te'azreini simcha. Leman yezamercha chavod ve'lo yidom Adonai Elohai le'olam odeka. Might be we don't need to read the English translation. You have it in front of you, and you can see the text in Hebrew and in English. What's happening in this mizmor? At the beginning, the first two psukim, he talks about the desire to thank Hashem for his own saving. You saved me. I called you. I was sick. I was helpless. But you took me out. You lifted me up with my soul from the grave, and you kept me alive, kept me from going down the pit, to the pit. That is my personal history. I was in a bad shape. Baruch Hashem, I'm saved. And now in Pasuk Hey 5 and 6, he talks another language. Not what happened to me, and I thank you, Hashem. Now he talks to others, to his chassidim. Sing to the Lord, his devoted ones, chassidim, and praise, give thanks in remembrance of his holy name. You should all come and thank. Why should you come? Because my experience is an educational example for everybody, and that presented about my experience, why don't you be part of that, and I share with you what happened to me. And he invites them, Zamru l'Hashem chassidav, for his sing to the Lord, all should sing with him, and he explained what happened to him. And afterwards he starts to tell again his story. After having recruited the others to sing with him, he says, oh, I will tell you my story in more detail. And I will tell you exactly in a prayer what I'm talking to Hashem. He goes much deeper. When he tells his story to his chassidim, all of a sudden he starts to open again more details and more depth of his psychological stress, of his fears and of his happiness by sharing it with others. That is a logotherapy effect starting with Pasuk Zay 7. Ani amarti b'shalvi, I had said in my tranquility, when I was not really concerned about that, there was a certain complacency that he did not think carefully. I will never stumble. Nothing will happen to me. And you, Hashem, you made me strong. Hishtavta fanecha hayiti nivhal. I called you. You helped me. What would be the benefit that you take me to hell? Who would praise you there? And he prays again by telling it to others, Pasuk 5, by sharing it again and retelling the story, his own experience of being saved in 2 to 4 comes to a totally different level. In 2 to 4, he spoke, I will praise you because I was deep down and you helped me out. But now I will do something else by sharing it with others. I will actually go in much more detail. I called you, you answered me, and please help me in the future and turn my experience, girded me with joy. V'ta'azreini simcha. A lot is happening here, but what happens is presented when he tells to others. And at the end he says, Leman yezamecha chavod velo yidom, the last line, so that he may sing praise of glory to you. Who? Who will sing this praise? Leman yezamecha chavod, praises of glory. Yezamecha chavod might also be translated, Leman yezamecha, that he will sing to you the glory. Everybody is glory. It's a difficult text to understand. I want to offer you an explanation. And the last word is, Hashem Elokai le'olam odeka. He wants to continue. What he requested others to do, Zamru Lashem Chasidav, Vehodu Lezecher Kocho, you should sing and thank. At the end, the bottom line is, having told you to sing and to thank, everybody should sing and thank. And the last word of the Mizmor is Odeka. Something happens within the soul of the author, within him. And might be that is one of the most outstanding beauties of Sefer Tehillim, with many, many wonderful features of beauty. The Meshorer talks with himself. He shares his very, very personal experience. What happened to him? Where does it touch his soul? And there is a beautiful pasuk, many, many others, in chapter 77. Ezkera neginati balayla im levavi asicha vayachapes ruchi. If I remember my song in the night and I sing mizmorim, and I remember it, I meditate with my heart. He has a very interesting dialogue. He with his heart. I commune with myself. I reflect on it. I think it. My spirit inquires, or my spirit searches, or my heart searches my spirit. Something is going on within himself. In this mizmor, you can clearly see, after having thanked what happened to him, saved from a disaster to form, when sharing with others, much more comes out. That was a beautiful, amazing experience. However, and that's the point I want to highlight, I was Ani Amarti Beshalvi 7, when I was relaxed, tranquility, in a complacency, in a state of, I didn't care, Balemot Leolam Vaed, everything will be fine. And he realized how much he was wrong and needs to search for new values. This concept of Ani Amarti Beshalvi is clearly presented in the Proverbs and Mishlei, Ki Meshuvat Petaim Targim, Veshalvat Ksilim Ta'abdem. The complacency of dullards will destroy them. Be careful. You have to be strong and to know where is your weakness. If you know your weakness and you realize now that you were saved, that you were very weak, how relevant these issues are. I would like to show now, as usually, in the text in blue, ignore please the green and the red, and we read the Mizmor again. And I want to point out the approach, bring analogies within the Mizmor. And there are many, many interesting words which appear twice or even more times. And they appear in the chiasm. In a chiasm, which is this letter in Greek, A, B, and B, and B, A, the chiasm is a symmetry, which is a nice structure, but it has much more into it. If you say A, B, C, D, and afterwards D, C, B, A, in the middle is an interesting point. It's not just that at the beginning it says Hashem Elokai, and at the end, afterwards Zamru, Vehodu, Birtzono, Birtzoncha, Hayodcha, Yezamrecha. Yes, it's mentioned once again afterwards, but it's a very powerful chiasm. What happened in between? He said, Ani Amarti Beshavi, I spoke to myself when I was in the state of complacency. I didn't know exactly. I didn't care. I was happy with everything that's going on. Nothing will happen to me. He didn't realize the dangers and his own role. This crisis changed his whole raison d'être. But afterwards, you made me strong. I was like a mountain and I prayed to you and I revealed you. I had a new approach. That is what this chiasm comes to say. What happened in between is the turning point that changed it from ABCD to DCBA. And the other point I want to highlight is that we have in this mizmor, I found it in many mizmorim, this mizmor is quite an impressive example, we have a bottom line. The last pasuk is an outstanding summary of what was said at the beginning. And I show it to you graphically, but that's not the point to show that six words at the end are actually occurring beforehand. Yeah, that's nice. For my PowerPoint, it's fun. You can see how all these words, they flow down and they come to the bottom line. Very clear graphically. But there is much, much.
Can you make it a little bigger if you can?
Yeah, I knew you will.
Yeah,
Rabbi Jay, I knew you will say it, but I needed it for the.
Okay, for later on, you'll have to make it smaller.
Yes,
but that
I needed it for
graphic,
the animation.
Yeah.
We're okay. You said it in the right moment, Rabbi Jay. Whatever we see at the end, v'ta'azreini simcha, leman yezamecha chavot velo yidom Adonai Elohai leolam odeka, this word simcha at the beginning appears. But at the beginning, in a totally different context, I'm happy that you did not cause any joy to my enemies. That is not being killed. But at the end, the joy is no. I'm strengthened, but my own. And you girded me with joy. Not that the other one was not happy. I'm happy. I'm strengthened by happiness. That is a transformation along the mizmor. You see how meaningful that is. At the end, it was the enemies against me. And afterwards, it is the help for me. And at the very end, afterwards, it's the help for me. And here it is the help and the dance, which I'm so excited to dance with you. I'm dancing the dance, which is a transformation of the word li. Look how beautiful biblical poetry works. And we have here the mizmor, the psalm is a mizmor, and I invite others to sing and to lezamer, to sing and to thank, and others, if I would be dead, I wouldn't be able to thank. Therefore, the very last word and the very last line in the bottom line is, I thank you, and I will thank you forever. I thought when I thought in a wrong self-confidence, in a misleading self-confidence, I thought never ever something will happen to me. Valemot leolam. But they didn't work. I was in deep danger. But what is now my plan for the long-term future? Leolam odeka. The word which appears at the end has the same words from the sentence at the end has the same words, but in a totally rebuilt format. And that's what we see here. I will not go in more details, because that's what I wanted to show. A, the beautiful chiasm, and I show it here again, with the turning point in the middle. And afterwards, so the turning point in the middle saying, I misjudged my own situation. In my happiness with safety, I didn't search properly, whether that is against the enemy or in my own attitude, in my own values. And the other point is, the mizmor comes to a bottom line. And the bottom line is the end point of a long journey, which he went through. It is the inner doubts which were presented, the dangers, all the ups and downs, the whole roller coaster which he had at the beginning. Here, at the end, everything comes to clarity at the end. It's very clean. It's a summary. That's what I'm going to do forever. I'm not telling you, Chassidim, Zamru l'Adonai Chassidav, Vehodu l'Zecher Kocho. I'm not telling only you should do it. I will be the example. I will do it, and you will do it, because I want to do it. And if we do it all together, that's the message of the mizmor. That is quite, I think, an amazing insight in the mizmor as a text. If we understood that, I would like now to come to the context in the red and the intertext with other books in green. For once, and you will see soon why, I will start with other words, with words which appear in other Sfarim. And those who are not familiar with this approach, which I believe strongly has a very, very powerful statistical support, I check which word appear only here in the mizmor and somewhere else. Thank you very much, Rabbi J, that this shiur is given for Pashat Vayeshev. The first line, the first example comes from the Parshat HaShavua. In the prayer, the Meshorer, the author says, what's the benefit? What do you take out of it if you kill me now? What is to be gained from my death? He tells Hashem, if you kill me, nobody will thank you. And if I don't thank you, what's my life? What's the value of my life? It would be a terrible mistake just to let me go. Who would praise you? What's the meaning of my life? Twice in the Bible, the words, mabetza, appear. Nowhere else. Yes, I'm addicted. I admit my addiction. And I'm very happy with my addiction. And I think it's a very good one. I even want to invite you to follow this addiction, to check a text which occurs only here and there. Zamu l'Hashem chasidav, and he says, mabetza. In the same token that Yehuda told his siblings, are you crazy to kill Yosef? What's the benefit? What is to be gained from killing him? It's not good for him, not good for us, not good for our father. Don't do that. It's the worst thing to do. The subtext in our mizmor is, the author tells Hashem, please, what is important to us is life. Life means to thank Hashem, to praise Hashem, to sing Hashem. Not doing that is a total loss. It's not a win-win-win. It's exactly the opposite. Mabetza has a very, very strong subtext. You don't do that. It would be the end of the story, which would be terrible. I'm not going to show, but you see it visually, I trust, that the prayer in our mizmor is taking quite a lot of terms. Sha'ol nafshi chiyetani, yodei bo shachat yotcha mitecha, from the prayer of Chizkiyahu, just at the turning point in Sefer Yeshayahu. That is a fascinating analogy, because that was the highlight of Bayit Rishon, in deep danger, and he was happy that he could continue. These are the words of the prayer of the author of our mizmor. Give me a chance to praise you. I will do it the way Chizkiyahu did it, and hopefully, Hashem, it will be good for me and for you, because what we want is life. So another subtext in the text, very powerful, comes from Yeshayahu. Now I want to talk about the intertext. Intertext in red shows those words and sentences which occur in Sefer Tehillim. And now I'm concerned everybody will fall asleep, because there are many, and I have a much longer list. And the question is, okay, Elecha Hashem Ekra occurs two mizmorim beforehand in 28, and we don't need 30 minutes for such a lecture, we need 30 hours. Because I'm going to show how it fits the entire block, the unit of chapter 25 to 34, which is a superb geometrical structure of Tehillim. And on top of every beautiful mizmor, we have an overall framework. And I will not prove it to you now. It's too late. You had wonderful lectures, and I will not end with so many details, and at the end, you don't know what it means. That's not my purpose. I want to show you how meaningful these connections are, and how much you can learn, as I told many times, and also in Rabbi Jay's shiurim. Parshanut HaMikra is the research of explaining how to interpretation of the Bible. And I want to apply the concept as Parshanut HaMikra in a new sense. It is not how I interpret the text, the Bible, how the Bible interprets his own text. And if we say, for example, Hafachta mispedi lemacholi pitachta saki, vata'azreini simcha, you turned my lament into dancing, you undid my sackcloth and girded me with joy. Twice in the Bible, we know the word vata'azreini. Once it says here, and the other one is chapter 18, which is a biographical mizmor by King David. It occurs also in Shmuel, second book, Shmuel, chapter 22. And there David HaMelech says, Vate'azreini chayim lamilchama, tachriya kamay tachtai. You girded me with power that I can fight a war and I can overcome the enemies. And at the end, he praises God. Why do we read these two Vata'azreini one next to the other? I think it's such a meaningful message, both for Hanukkah. What was the goal of Hanukkah? Was not the fight. The goal of Hanukkah was Shmirat Mitzvot, to fulfill, to have Jewish values and the Mikdash. The goal of the war is other values of life, the real life. Not as our enemy today's, they pray death, killing of others and suicide themselves. No. If there is a purpose of war, it's only that we should have simcha to praise God together. So vata'azreini, to explain the approach, these are, it's one word. Read them together and there is a new meaning. I would say that is in the biblical text. It's like a hyperlink. Press vata'azreini and another source comes up, only two, and make a sentence of their combination. What do we do with all the other texts? And there are a lot. And I think if I want to give you here a very short overview, I can't do anything else than to show this overview, but show what's the contribution for the Mizmor and what is the specific contribution of reading it together to show totally new insights in this approach. The term Oz, power, strength, and kavod, honor, they appear, interestingly enough, in the previous two mizmorim. Elecha Hashem Ekra only appears here and here. Yordevo, yes, appears here and here. What's the message of that? In chapter 28, he prays to Hashem, please help me, please save me. I'm broken. Hashem uzi umagini, you are my power, you will protect me. Adonai oz lamo, umaoz yeshuot b'shichohu, bring the Mashiach and bring a Yeshua. And here it says, Adonai oz leamo yiten, Adonai yevarech atamo v'shalom. You see how similar it is, these two psukim, they play together, they talk together. And what is happening in chapter 29? It's the famous Mizmor when the author, he meets Hashem and he sees God's glory, God's power. Havul Adonai kavod va'oz, his kavod, el ha-kavod, uvehechalo kulo mer kavod. And he sees Hashem and praises him, bless our nation in with peace. The term oz and kavod appear here in Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDavid. Our Mizmor doesn't talk a word of Shtulim Beveit Hashem. Achat Sha'alti Meit Adonai Ota Avakesh, I want to sit in the Mikdash. Not a word. It talks about my own strength. And very nicely, you can see now how these three psukim in the center of this unit, they are one turning point. I praise to Hashem, ask for help, because he is my strength, and I meet him in the Mikdash, in his Heichal, I bring him Kavot and Oz, and that's what he brings us. Oz and Oz at the beginning. How beautiful. And Chachamim learned from here, that's the concept of prayer. 18 brachot, 7 brachot of the Shmon Esre. And what happened afterwards? I leave the Heichalot. I leave this encounter with God, in the words of Rav Soloveitchik, this rendezvous. Kaftet 29 is a meeting with Hashem. And 18 times you met Hashem and you come outside. There is no house. There is no Chanukat Habayit. So why is it called the dedication of the house? The Malbim says it beautifully, that the dedication of the house is not the building, and not the temple, it's me. It's our group of Hasidim. We have a new orientation. My soul, my attitude is my house. V'shachanti betocham. A beautiful text by the Malbim. U'mevu'ar shehabayit hamuzkar po, hu habayit hamisheli. I have to build myself in a strong house, and therefore, rotza lomar, Beit David ha'atzmi. His own personality is building, not the structure of a building. It's his personality, which is a building. Ma'on nafsho shenitchanech. It is his own dedicated, newly dedicated soul. Bilvavi Mishkan Evneli, in the words of Rabbi Eliezer Askari. I don't know if anybody reads German here, but that was a Yekishet behavior that I had. I found such a beautiful text by one of the non-Jewish authors. And he says, Hanukkah means that God builds his tent with human beings and he lives in us. Coming out of Mizmor Kaftet, where we talk about the oz of God, the power and his glory, we say, no, thank you very much. You made me strong like a mountain. He'emadati lehareri oz. You made me strong like a oz, as a mountain, because I'm with you. I learned from your oz and the bracha you will give to oz, to Am Yisrael. Where do I see it happens? At the end of 29, a wonderful blessing. Where does it happen? Here it happens. And all is the glory of Hashem. If I sing Leman Yezamer Chachavot, and I think that's the proper term of explanation. If I will sing you, I, as Ura Kvodi, my own personality, has honor. Why has it honor? Because I pray to you, because I sing to you, because I thank you. HaKavod Hu, the Kavod is that I connect, because here I disconnected in the middle. What a meaningful, powerful message that the 30th chapter Mizmor Zayin Lamed gets, reading it in the context. We gave these classes a while ago, and I had the honor to teach it in Torah in motion. I was very much in motion, Rabbi Jay, when I had to prepare the 30 lectures. It kept me running 30 weeks. So I now you understand what it means, Torah in motion. I was running. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience for me to read it. And I show you now only at the overview. Everything is recorded, and you can listen to lecture 5, which is the third cycle, 25 to 34. A world gets open, a huge world. And you can prepare 10 classes on these 10 Mizmorim, because each of them has its clear location and role in the flow of Mizmorim. That's totally new, ladies and gentlemen, a totally new approach. I'm sure you can't read every word and every letter on this slide. And that's exactly the problem. We never look at it as a unit. But I show you, without going to the text, that this chapter 30 interacts and corresponds exactly with chapter 28. The same words, Elecha Adonai Yekra, only here and there. Chapter 29 in the middle is really the meeting. What happened? Here he is praying in fear, and here he has joy and happiness and promises forever. A turning point happened. Once he saw Hashem, something changed. And you will see here that these two chapters, 25 and 34, I know you can't see it, but they are one chapter. Both of them Aleph Beit, both of them end with the same sentence of Pedeh Hashem, Podeh Adonai. They are really twins. So it's not enough to say they are twins and there are 12 analogies in the text. There is a meaning into it. They interact. They talk to each other. I praise. I hope. I start the journey and I meet Hashem and get strengthened with a religious interaction with God and me and God. And I want to be strong from him. And that continues here. And I teach others. So there are many examples, which I will not elaborate here, but I want to show you that the term, those who read Hebrew, I published it some 9 years ago, and you will see that the term Chazak ve'ematz libecha occurs only twice in the Bible. In Sefer Tehilim, Chazak ve'ametz libecha, at the end of 27 and at the end here. So we have a perfect analogy like a menorah. 29 in the middle, 28, 27 and 31, and the framework, which is a masterpiece. And I cannot elaborate that. Here is joy, and here is fear, and here is joy. So we have in these 10 chapters, we have a development which takes him from pain, from fear, from stress, takes him to a new world of joy, of he knows now he is strong, he built his own home. And I will not elaborate here that in the first book, there are actually 4 units and they work perfectly together, and you can learn about that in the text. I want to summarize, but for the summary, I have a point. The message I promised you that I try to give meaning in those days and today. And it's actually very interesting as a source of research. What happened to the Mizmor? Tell me a little bit about the career of this Mizmor. King David or Beit Sheni, it doesn't matter. What happened to the Mizmor? Where did it go to? The Mizmor has a very interesting career. Masechet Sofrim, it says for Hanukkah. The Jewish people at Hanukkah time was in terrible distress. Velo simachta oivai li, oh, you can say that. If you learn the Maccabees, the books of the Sefer Maccabim. And we were saved. And if you say that, we see that in Bikurim, Masechet Bikurim, here we have a beautiful description how it happened when we bring the Bikurim. It says nicely, Higia la azara, v'dibru halvim bashir. When you bring the first fruits, it says when he got to the temple court, the Levim, they would not sing the song. They would talk the song. Dibru ha-Levim b'shir. I do not agree that they would sing. Yes, because a sing your song, you sing. They do not sing the song. They talk the song. We talk about our experience. What does it mean to you? You come to a place of Beit HaMikdash, and even King Agrippa HaMelech, he was saying that. So every time you come to the Mikdash, that's what happened to yourself. Mizmor 30 says what happens to your own fears and confusion. And at the end, you are like a strong building yourself. And that is what we say every morning in Tfilat Shacharit, which is a very late minhag. But I think it's actually very, very appropriate. If everybody comes himself, he wants to tell his story, to sing it with others, and to continue forever. And as I said, in our situation today, in our time today, we should have the same experience of Hanukkah every year and the experience in this situation of the war, that we find our own strength in the Mizmor, and we come to a bottom line, to the conclusion, and that is our strength, Leman Yezamecha Kavod. What is my Kavod? My Kavod is the similarity with Hashem's imitation of God. Thank you very much for your attention. Any easy questions?
Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, any questions? Unmute yourself. There's no speaker to follow up, so we have as much time as we want for questions. Although anybody's been here for 5 hours plus, wow, you big yeshe koach. Okay. Okay.
Rabbi Jay, great, wonderful, wonderful program.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Benny. Wonderful. Really, really. I mean, you know, we had 9 speakers before you. So anybody who stayed for like two, you got to give a special, really, really, yeshe koach. I think I want to thank all our speakers. And like I said at the beginning, all of you who come, it's because of you who come that gives me the inspiration to do this work. And please, God, keep coming, keep giving your ideas, invite your friends to join us. And as I said, we're also at the beginning, of course, our learning should be a scoot for the soldiers of Israel, the hostages, the Jewish people in Israel and around the world. And we should be blessed with peace. And like you said, Bayamim Ahim, Bazman Hazeh, we should have a miracle. Sometimes we need, I think the situation we all kind of agree, but Derech HaTeva, it's a very tough situation. But hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us with miracles and peace, and we should have good things. And Dr. Benny will be back next week as Shiur B'Ivrit B'Tehilim B'Shashtayim Achar HaTzoraim, and Rabbi Liebtag will be back at 11:15. Tomorrow Rabbi Nitzanim finishes his series on what to expect in the world of expecting issues, you know, fertility, beginning of life issues, and Rabbi Dr. Shapiro will be giving his class on Zalman Bamberger and the whole machloket with Shinshu Rafael Hirsch continuing. I don't think I'll be there because tomorrow, for those of you who don't live in Canada, tomorrow is the Washington rally, just a little smaller because we're a smaller country in Ottawa, but they are expecting many thousands of people will be rallying for Israel tomorrow in Ottawa. It's 20 centimeters of snow apparently today in Ottawa. So we get extra credit, right, Tova, for going and whatever. They have many, many buses going from Toronto, but there's a huge snowstorm going on in Ottawa, and that we get off easy in Toronto. You know, we get it warm for Canadians. I know Americans think it's cold in Toronto. Canadians think it's warm in Toronto. Anyways, okay, enough. And thank you very much, everybody. Have a meaningful Hanukkah. We should see you during the before, after all the wonderful programs we have, and that we should have good things. Hanukkah Tamizbeach would be wonderful too. Okay, have a great day, everybody. Bye bye.
All the best. Thank you so much.
Thank great. You. Thank you. Wonderful thank you for program. Coming.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Okay.